Tell a friend
and
to tell a friend to check us out.
Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, dope? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we're putting it on wax. We're Jalen Jacoby. What do? We get a people. What they want. The Knicks went under every ball screen on LeBron James, and LeBron James made them pay. Just take a look at the King and how they're guarding him on these screens. Look at all that space he has to shoot. And he hits it. And then they do it again. Look at all that space. They're giving him the Ben Simmons Giannis treatment. And he's LeBron James. He ended up 6 for 12 from 3. You know what percentage is that, Jalen Rose?
What was the percentage?
6 for 12.
50.
There you go. Good job. Put you on the spot. 6 for 12 from 3.
Jalen, I was watching LeBron do work.
Why would you ever do that to LeBron James?
Got a secret for you.
What's up?
That wasn't necessarily a strategy. That was just bad defense.
You don't think that was a strategy?
That's two different things.
No, this is a strategy. I was watching.
No, the goal when you go under is to go under and then and close out late.
Yeah, exactly.
When I don't see the late contest, wasn't the game plan.
Because usually when you go under a screen, you go under and then work really hard to contest.
Correct.
After you go under. But look when they start setting the screens, because they're going under.
Lower the screen.
They start to set the screen 7 feet away from
him. Right. You don't have to shoot it at 28 feet. You go right under. He can get right on the line and knock it down.
You can argue whether or not LeBron James is the best basketball player ever, but you can also argue whether or not he's like the smartest basketball player ever. And if you're going to do that, you're not going to win. You're going to end up getting beaten by 30.
But also, like, this is the dog days of the NBA, and I love watching the older guys still do work when these games later in the playoffs or when the season ended, the casual fan don't remember because so many people dumbed down the regular season. So when Melo balling and CP3 balling, LeBron James wasn't feeling his best. They were playing the Knicks. He still wanted to get out there and perform.
Mm-hmm.
That sets an example to the organization, to the league, to the teammates, to the young people that he influences. And so I appreciate him taking 12 threes, but you know what that told me? He ain't as healthy as he can be.
It's also the way they were defending him.
No, he's not as healthy as he can be. Remember, he got knee in the groin, he's been dealing with some groin issues.
Yep.
That's what that showed me. He wasn't attacking. He wasn't as explosive. He had a chance to go down the lane a couple of times and tomahawk dunk. He did not do it. So that's what I took from the game, especially after Anthony Davis went out.
I also want to show you this play from the game. We have gentleman by the name of Bobby Portis.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Portis, you know, whether it's earned or not, has a little bit of a reputation around the National Basketball Association. And look at this KCP block attempt. So we've all seen this done successfully. The old swipe back, get the ball on the way up block.
Right.
But this was unsuccessful. What he was trying to do to the ball, he did to his head.
Right.
Do you think this is a dirty play?
I think it's an unprofessional play.
Oh, okay. That's a good word.
All of those people are out there getting paid to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain level of etiquette that some of us crossed the line with.
Okay.
I did it in the finals with Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
But the times were different. The times were different because after the game, nobody knew I did it. Nobody asked me about it. The Lakers players weren't upset that I did it. I just felt the need to release holding on to something unethical as a child, as a former player. And I felt vindicated in a different way when he scored 81 on the Raptors. So I was like, hey, I can tell the story now. That's how I feel about this. Bobby Portis knows that that was not an honest attempt to go after the basketball. He barely jumped. He swatted at his head, not necessarily the ball, and he deserved the punishment that he got.
That type of block usually works on like a jump shot when they don't see you or something like that, or are the ball still on the way up and then you're cocked back. Once the ref sees this?
Well said.
Once the ref sees this, it doesn't even matter if you get a clean block. He's just like, that's a foul. Well, obviously the Lakers beat the Knicks, but the most impactful thing that happened on the regular season was this play from Anthony Davis, who, mind you, had 5 points through 28 minutes. A lot of that had to do with the way they were guarding LeBron was playing. But he goes down hard, hard on his lower back right there. X-rays were negative. I think they avoided some serious injury. But how do you think this will impact AD moving forward?
Why, Jacoby, have you been asking me to come play basketball for years? What's the number one thing I don't want to do if I
fall?
Play?
So, hey, you talk about falling all the time. You will look at a game and just evaluate the potential for you to fall, and then just be like, no, I'm going to sit this one out.
Correct. Now, you just saw that play.
Yep.
Okay. Now, that was actually the best case scenario. As crazy as it sounds, he didn't hit his shoulder.
Break a wrist.
He didn't hit his elbow. He didn't fall on his wrist. He didn't fall directly on his knee. He didn't twist his leg when he fell based on the impact.
Though.
That's as clean as that could have been. Because if that right foot catch any before he hits the ground, he also tears up his knee.
His knee. That's a good point.
And so I felt actually happy for them that this was the scenario, because it's a back bruise. It's not a spine injury. Mm. He's going to miss some games. But the key person that this is going to impact is Kyle Kuzma.
Oh.
Because when you hear your name in trade rumors, that works two ways. Take it for somebody who's been traded a couple of times. And actually, a couple of those times, I was happy when I got traded. Mm-hmm. It ain't always a bad thing. He now gets to play his value for the Lakers to potentially shop him and for him to be ready to go ball somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, even if he stays on the Lakers, it'll be nice for him to just to put up a couple 30-point games, you know, get in the starting lineup. That's interesting. Good read on that one, Jalen Rose. And then there's also some other AD news, and it's not that unexpected, but it's still noteworthy. He was offered a max contract from
the
Lakers.
Oh, he ain't a free agent yet. Oh,
no.
That's an extension.
Oh. He declined.
Oh, got it. Makes sense.
He declined.
Makes
and
sense.
He said he's going to enter free agency. Now, with all of the assets that the Lakers did, you know, traded to bring him in, with him being a Clutch Sports client, it really seems like he's going to re-sign with the Lakers. So why not just get it done?
You love this sport so much that you pray to a Larry Bird poster every day before you hooped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I felt the same way about Magic Johnson. I sat with an agent one time in my life. I was like, I'd rather be a free agent. I tested free agency to try to get the max, and it worked. You don't think he gonna do it?
Well, he's gonna get the max. He's gonna get the max. I feel like, it might be just a play to sort of like let the organization know that I'm not committing to you until I have to.
No. What I just said went over your head. Instead of me signing an extension, I tested free agency so that I could get the max. When you're Anthony Davis, that's the difference between signing 4 years and having this year. That's why the word extension is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a clean slate in 5 years, and we could go over $200 million. Oh, and by the way, you got to keep your options open in case anything happens. LeBron is in his 17th year. You do see him playing at a high level. You do want to continue to be in purple and gold. But you know what else you see? You remember the day that he was wearing that headband earlier in the year. You told him, it's affecting your hair.
You keep bringing this up.
It's affecting you, dog. And he stopped wearing it. And post-game, I saw him yesterday, interview on the court. He's like, I'm going to put this towel on. I'm going to keep it crisp. Post-game, I'm going to rock a hat. So AD knows that he's playing with a gentleman also in his mid-30s, is my point.
Okay.
And so you want to make sure this thing plays out and he's healthy, you're healthy, then you get your five-year deal in the offseason.
I think that's fair. Well, moving on. The Grizzlies beat the Timberwolves last night, which is noteworthy because of where those two franchises are at. And my guy, Ja Morant, 25 points, 7 assists, his 5th career game with 25 and 5. Jalen, Ja just keeps doing this over and over and over again. As far as I'm concerned, he's solidified Rookie of the Year.
Somebody need to do a Ja Morant highlight with Curtis Blow's song, They Playing Basketball. That's literally, when I watch him play, that song now is playing in my head, like a theme song. And Jaren Jackson can make threes,
mm-hmm.
block shots. He's been doing a terrific job of rim protecting. Brooks has become one of the better
heat
check players.
Like 16 years old,
in
by the
league.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah, he really
right?
is. Yeah.
Valanciunas starts for them down low, giving mm-hmm. them a big body. So I actually like what they're building in Memphis, and I agree with you, Ja Morant, and also Kendrick Nunn Just think about two people that came from different scenarios. Ja Morant, small school, had to play his way in the draft.
Drafted high, yeah.
And then went and drafted high versus a guy like Nunn who had some issues in college, went to Oakland University, and now all of a sudden, he's amongst the league leaders in rookie scoring.
He was dropped by the Warriors, who are playing players that I've never heard of before. Well, here's the interesting about Ja Morant, because I feel like if you are a rookie, and you're as explosive as he is, like he puts butts in the seats, he has highlight plays every time he hits the floor, you gotta be in the dunk contest. You owe it to the game. You owe it to the fans. You owe it to the league to participate in the dunk contest. And he has been offered a spot. He has yet to confirm. Jalen Rose, does he owe it to me to be in the dunk contest?
You ready for this? I hope he doesn't accept the offer.
Oh, with load managing the dunk contest now?
Because I appreciate his game dunks.
Okay.
And while I think.
Look at these. Look at that.
That's a game dunk. See, these are game dunks. Right.
Do you want to see what he can do in the dunk contest?
I like his game dunk flow. Here's when he must participate. If it was in his hometown or if it was in Memphis. Then it's like Derrick Rose participating in the skills contest.
Zach LaVine hasn't confirmed yet either.
Because Zach LaVine, like, what y'all gonna fire the coach? I can think more clear.
I want to make a quick distinction about what's happening with these two franchises. Do you remember when the Timberwolves started hot? Mm-hmm. Remember early on the season when the Timberwolves started, like, oh, maybe the Timberwolves have figured it out. Look at Andrew Wiggins is putting up some numbers. Now the Grizzlies have a better record than the Timberwolves. The Grizzlies, who did not have high expectations, have a better record than the Timberwolves, who wanted to be in the playoffs.
But I can also point to one major thing. Carl Anthony Towns been dealing with a knee injury that's been out for at least 10 games. And so when your best player isn't performing and your max player, Wiggins, isn't playing like an all-star, then your team is going to struggle.
That's a
salary cap-driven sport.
It's a great point from a great NBA analyst. But you know what you really are? You're the best statue analyst. And we have some statue news. Jalen, you're familiar with the brand Madame Tussauds?
No.
Okay, it's the wax. They make wax figures. Madame Tussauds.
I'm familiar with Metamucil.
It's similar. So Madame Tussauds is a museum of wax figures where you go see celebrities, but not celebrities, it's wax figures. Nicki Minaj had one unveiled in Berlin.
The Queen.
And let's just take a look at the Queen's wax figure. Jalen Rose, senior statue analyst. Does that look like Nicki Minaj to you?
It doesn't. Her face looks a lot more masculine.
It just
a wax figure than it does in real life.
If it wasn't for the tattoo, I wouldn't even. It looks like Olivia Munn. You don't know who that is, but come on.
I do know who the actor Olivia Munn is.
Okay.
I can't tell you one of the movies she's been in, but I do know who that is.
Well, here's my question for you, Jalen, senior statue analyst, the person I come to for all my statue news.
Okay.
Is a wax figure a statue?
No.
Thank you.
No. Definitely not.
If it can burn down in a fire, it's not a statue.
No, because the distinguishing factor about a statue is that means it's there forever.
Forever.
Rain, sleet, snow.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens, it's going to be there. And it has to be outdoors for that to be valid.
The Trailblazers needed a win.
Mm-hmm.
And they got one. You know what happened? Carmelo Anthony with the go-ahead bucket with 4 seconds left. Anthony not only had that bucket, he had 28 points, 5 threes, 7 rebounds. I'm looking at Carmelo Anthony this year in the NBA, and not just saying he should have been there last year. I'm saying he's going to be there next year.
No question. He'll be in the league. When he was out of the league, people now understand why media types that really closely follow the game and former players were standing on the table, basically upset that the league ushered him out of the game when we felt like he still had something left.
Yeah.
That's what the outcry was all about. 80 players that are in the game right now won't be next year. But you won't hear an outcry for 75 of them.
No.
Because usually people feel like they had their chance. That's what I'm doing right now with Jamal Crawford. He should be in the league. He can get buckets.
So with Anthony, especially last year in Houston, the way it went, 10 games, mysteriously just sort of ended. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe they know something in Houston. Maybe they saw something about his attitude. Maybe they couldn't put him out on defense. Maybe there's a reason. And I feel like that permeated through the league. But you watch him now. Sure, he's not a lockdown defender. But 28 points in a game-winning bucket, 7 rebounds, 5 threes.
A guy's out of the league for for the time period that you mentioned, Jacoby, comes right to the Portland Trailblazers and becomes a starter. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year. That let you know it had nothing to do with basketball.
Mm-hmm. They do need some help, though.
Correct.
They need some help.
Correct.
You watch the Blazers games, like even with Anthony, it's like, ugh.
Correct. But Dame is obviously their best player and their barometer. He was shooting from deep. I love watching him and Trae Young just pull up from as far as they can and make shots. It's so great. But it's good to see Hassan Whiteside getting points around the basket, grabbing rebounds, setting good screens. Like, he seems to be a lot more locked in.
Jalen.
But shout to Terry Stotts. He, Rick Carlisle, Spo, I look at their teams on League Pass like, where these guys come from? Anthony Simons, Shabazz Napier. I'm just watching like, wow, okay, it's Robinson. It's really impressive to see how those guys continue to put people in position to be successful.
Jalen, I have some good news for you.
Seth Curry. What is it?
The Pistons won a basketball game.
Yes.
The Detroit Pistons won a basketball game. The Pistons won a basketball game. And it was against the Cavs. But whatever. They were led again by that guy.
Ooh.
Derrick Rose led them in scoring again. The vet. What do you think about Rose's resurgence this year?
That move right there reminded me so much of Steph Marbury. Both of those guys are so powerful, compact, low to the ground. They had that ball in their right hand. Anywhere remotely you lean your body, they gonna cross that thing over and put you on skates. And I like the fact that, and I talk about players who don't play well through contact.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Derrick Rose. He jumping into the body, he going to the rim, and he seems to be a guy that has recovered from all of the health issues that has bothered him in the past.
Drummond 23, 20 rebounds.
I see you, Dre. 2020.
Should they trade him?
No. I love Andre. And not only for the floor, but for the community. So here's what happens. Look, I always talk about what type of fives in the game. Skill or will. They're going to be the guys that you want to create offense. Jokic, Embiid, AD when he's at the five. Karl Anthony Towns. Then they're going to be the guys that you want to run, jump, dunk, and block shots that you're not going to feed. But they're still valuable. Clint Capella is one of those guys to come to mind. Steven Adams comes to mind. There's so many different types of bigs in the league. Andre Drummond is a combination of both.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter what you end up doing with him. Guess what you're going to ultimately try to find a way to do? Get somebody like him.
Yeah, get somebody like him. It's a good point. It is a good point. Jalen, I'm glad the Pistons won, but the talk of this game was a dunk by a gentleman by the name Sekou. Watch him. Just watch my guy, Sekou Doumbouya. Sekou Doumbouya, there he is. You know, he can shoot. He's athletic. But watch this dunk. Young!
I know his name is Doumbouya, but when I saw the dunk, I got on my Stuart Scott. I was like, Booyah! Goes right with his name. R.I.P. to the great Stu Scott. That was my
great
brother.
Point. It's Doumbouya, but we're calling him Doumbouya.
No question.
We're calling him Doumbouya from now
Doumbouya.
On.
Yeah, Doumbouya.
We know how to say his name, Sekou. We're exactly. Called but Jalen, that's some bad news. It's time for Negative Jacoby to show up.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Negative Jacoby's about to show up right
now. He's here.
I got something to say. This dunk isn't that great. Do you know why? Watch Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson didn't get dunked on. Tristan Thompson was trying to take a charge. You'll see right here. Tristan Thompson doesn't put his arms over his head. Tristan Thompson's trying to get out the restricted area, trying to take a charge. So you're telling me you dunked on Tristan Thompson when he did not make an attempt to block the shot? You're trying to tell me you dunked on Tristan Thompson when his hands didn't even get above his shoulders? I'm going to say it's an athletic play, but you didn't dunk all over. You didn't posterize Tristan Thompson. It was an athletic dunk, but Negative Jacoby's here just to say, Tristan Thompson, I got you, buddy. You did not get dunked on, Tristan.
Make sure y'all keep running this play as I speak, please.
Okay.
Number one is Pistons basketball and booyah! Number two, look at Kevin Love on this play. Look at Kevin Love. No, he's Kevin guarding Love? Him at the three Love. This is when you're on a bad team. Ole!
Oh.
Usher him right to him. Okay? Remember he said he loved his teammates? You know how you show love to your teammates?
Foul him.
You keep the guy that has the basketball in front of you. That's number one. Number two, Tristan, trying to be a champion and a good teammate,
Trying to get out the restricted area.
Comes over late.
Well, he thought maybe Kevin Love would slow him down a little bit.
Hey, Jacoby, that's definitely getting dunked on when somebody put their knee in your chest, dunk the basketball, get fouled, and stand over you. That's all of the evidence. It's a crime scene.
I want to see.
It's a crime scene.
It's a nice dunk, but I want to see Tristan Thompson jump up in the air and try to block it. Like, that's really getting dunked on. He didn't even leave the ground. If you don't leave the ground, did you really get dunked on?
I gave you all of the factors
about
getting dunked on.
When you always say, this.
He's in front of him.
No, you always say this. You always say, there's no footage of me getting dunked on. I didn't jump. You always mention jumping. Did Tristan Thompson jump? Answer the question, Mr. Rose.
Did not jump. But there's a second thing I always mention.
Didn't get dunked on.
He's in front of him. What about that part? You going to leave that part out?
Hmm?
So you got to also be in front of him.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson is in front of him.
Try to take a charge.
That's all of the evidence. Knee to the chest. Dunk, foul on you, and I stand over you and flex.
I gotta try to block the dunk. Tristan, you did get dunked on, but like, you didn't get posterized. You didn't get posterized.
The part where my knee is in your chest, you know that those guys that are sitting on the baseline have cameras. You know those actually work.
listen, I'm just being, you know what? Negative Jacoby isn't really negative. I'm just trying to get more out of people. That's all. I just want people's standards to be higher. You see how negative Jacoby brought Jokic out of his shell? You see that? You're welcome, Denver fans.
So I'm trying
to get more out of people.
So I got some negative Jacoby feedback. You're the kind of person with this energy can help certain guys get traded. Dedmon from the Kings wants out. Tristan was arguing with the coach. Maybe now you can help him get out.
You just watched me con Jalen Rose into getting us nice tickets for the Knicks game. And
into it.
This is a big weekend. Big weekend for sports, especially for football, because you have Mike Vrabel, the Tennessee Titans, taking on the Ravens. Imagine trying to stop Lamar Jackson. Just imagine preparing for him. Let's listen to the head coach of the Titans and some of the Titans players talk about the task at hand.
We from Mars, man. He's definitely out of space guy. He's a guy he's unbelievable. The stuff that he's doing so far this season is unreal.
You just gotta get multiple guys around him. Anytime you try to do a kill shot, you'll probably get juked off the screen. So, you don't wanna end up on the highlight reels. I'm on Come On Man or something like that.
How do you game plan against what he's able to do?
Other than try to tie his shoelaces together, not many people have had success.
So how do you stop Lamar Jackson?
I'm going to keep painting this picture for anybody that can hear my voice.
Sir.
This year, as a 23-year-old quarterback that's going to win MVP.
Just turned 23 yesterday.
His numbers have eclipsed two vastly different football players. One, the prototypical pocket passer in Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about Peyton Manning, the sheriff. The other, Michael Vick. In the same football player. Where they reinvent the offense and use multiple tight ends, multiple running backs, multiple fullbacks in the league where people are trying to make those positions extinct in a lot of ways. They double down. They triple down. And they cater an offense to suit exactly what he does, and he delivered. And now defensively, guess what they're doing? They rest. So now when they get out on the field, they head busted.
I think if you're Mike Vrabel, like, you'd have to play like a prevent defense. You basically have to just be like, look, you can throw 5 yards, you can run for 5 yards, but we're not going to let you throw for 45 yards and run for 45 yards. Like, you kind of have to. Don't try to pressure this man.
Let me say something into a microphone that's probably never been said.
What's that?
Prepare for Tom Brady last week at 42 years old was easy.
Oh, yeah.
This is the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the
light
polar
work.
Opposite.
Light work with the weapons that Tom Brady has and the mobility that Tom Brady has. This is completely different. I like that he's like, you don't tie his shoelaces together. They might try that. They really might just try that. I'm glad you brought up Tom Brady because we have a Tom Brady update.
Michigan. Hell.
Tom Brady went to Instagram and he put out a long statement about where he is in life and his game. And he ended it with the sentiment that he still has more to prove. To me, that means I'm not retiring. I'm coming back. I'm not saying I'll come back to the Patriots, but I'm coming back. How do you read that Instagram post from Tom Brady?
He don't want to retire. And unfortunately, what I see from the peanut gallery, this kind of going to get ugly for public consumption.
It did last year. People forget. It kind of did last year, too.
Because I'm looking at everybody's best interest. Robert Kraft clearly didn't get off to his best start this season based on the allegations he had to deal with, right? Bill Belichick swung and missed on so many decisions, Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown. And so now all of a sudden, if you're the owner, you like what I did there, and I like what you did there. We're such a great team.
I'm holding it together. Go ahead.
If you're the owner, guess who you want in uniform playing quarterback for you next year?
Thomas Brady.
For nostalgic reasons.
But if you're Tom Brady, you're like, you want me to run back what I just did? Like, we won 12 games, but it was hard. It was hard work. And I had dudes running the wrong direction. Jacoby doesn't even know the routes, doesn't know the signals. Edelman's dropping balls. Like, no.
But you're leaving off the most important thing. What type of football is this? Professional.
Yeah, professional football.
So therefore, I'll rebuttal your comment by this. I understand. But we're going to do X, Y, and Z moves, and we're going to pay you this.
Okay, there's that. But there's also, think about this, you're Tom Brady. You're like, wait, you're trying to tell me that Josh might not be there? Oh, and Joe's not going to be there? And there's, we've always talked about his relationship with Bill is very professional. Let's just say that. He might look at this and say, if you don't give me weapons, you don't get a new running back, you don't get some new receivers, you don't bolster this, I'm better off somewhere else.
Ha! You still left off the other major point. The elephant in the room is Kraft could want it. Brady could want it. But that don't mean Belichick does.
Oh, he does.
That don't mean that Belichick does.
He should. I don't know if he does or not, but he definitely should.
Belichick, just trade for Matthew Stafford. Lions just draft Tua.
It's all
and allow
Lions
him to also play with the Pistons.
We're not talking about the Lions right now. But we are going to talk about the Panthers. They just hired Matt Rhule, famously. We got some more details about that hire.
Baby.
Not only did the Panthers pay Baylor $6 million to get Rhule, they also have a 7-year $60 million deal that comes with incentives that could get them up to $70 million. Jalen, I can do the math. 7 years, potential $70 million. That's either $8.5 to $10 million a year for Matt Rhule.
Keep getting them checks.
I'm surprised by these numbers, aren't you?
I'm not surprised by the numbers, though, because Carolina is trying to cultivate a climate with their new GM, who was always in Pittsburgh, who was formerly in Pittsburgh, that they're not going to keep switching coaches. Like, they're going to own what they do, kind of like the Boston Celtics did when they hired Brad Stevens. Like, we're just going to own what we do and hope the culture is something that he can elevate and we can start winning football games with him. So he's been a successful coach wherever he's been. I'm happy that he's getting an opportunity. I'm happy he's going to get a chance to coach Christian McCaffrey. But what he's also going to do is people around the league, like Mike Tomlin, look at that deal. Like, good looking.
Yep. Rising tide floats deals, all the boats.
You walk into the office.
Rising tide floats all
head.
The boats.
No doubt.
Jalen, sometimes a video comes across our desk that we really need to break down. It's time for me and you to go to the table. Jalen, I would like to introduce you to a gentleman by the name of Liam Livingstone. Liam Livingstone plays cricket. You know cricket? And he's the gentleman with the bat in this clip.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just watch how Liam's night starts.
What a game on our hands. Richard Gleeson strikes a blow. I think that might have hit middle.
Yo.
Your face when Liam took that shot.
Oh, no. That hurts.
That hurts.
I heard the thump. Like,
and then you heard his voice. Oh! Ooh. Make the noise that he made.
Oh! First it was like.
Yeah, he went down to a knee. He couldn't even stay up.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you feel bad for Liam?
I feel bad.
Would you just retire from cricket if you were Liam?
Oh, man. My stomach hurt watching that.
Jalen, I got more news. Liam's night wasn't over.
No.
He stayed in the game.
No, I'm retiring.
You're retiring, right?
Yeah, I'm retiring.
He stayed in the game. Let's check in on Liam later in the game. He came back.
Come on, just there. He says, oh, no. He's going to be a sore boy tonight.
You can laugh when it's not you, can't you?
Yeah. I feel...
Where's the stretch? I mean, how do you come back in the game? Man. It happened to him twice.
I need to see how much they get paid.
It happened to him
twice. He must be getting some bread.
I mean,
really love the game.
I know you love the game of basketball.
I don't love it that much.
I know you love the game of basketball.
I don't love it that much.
Oh, Liam.
I don't love it that much.
Liam Livingstone, you're my guy now.
I got to tell you
a secret. You're my favorite cricket player in the whole entire world.
I got to tell you a secret.
What's that?
I was one of the last people in high school to stop wearing a jock strap. I was one of the last people on my team in the NBA to stop wearing one as well.
Jalen, I got to tell you a secret. I got a bunch of little kids. I need a jockstrap around the house.
I'm getting stomped on.
No.
Stomped on.
I'm talking about an actual jock. There's two different things. There's an actual jock.
I know what you're talking about.
I wore an actual jock.
Oh, you're not
in high school.
With no protection inside of it? Jalen, what we discuss on this show is so important to you.
Yes, it is.
You really care about it. So you know what? We have one segment where you decide what we discuss.
Thank you.
It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, just say keep it moving. And me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
The Thunder and the Nets went into overtime. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I appreciate the professionalism that the Thunder players show up with. Adams and CP3. Schrader, and we talk about SGA, but the Nets have become a bit of a dysfunction.
If you're not paying attention
over the last couple
Nets
of weeks,
the Nets are
stay
not
tuned. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Kings beat the Suns. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
All right, we can hit the brakes on that. The Kings were down 21 points, and De'Aaron Fox had 27. My question for you is this, because the Kings are kind of in between. They had high expectations, started out slow, getting better now. If Vlade Divac calls your phone, and says, Vlade, he says, Jalen, it's Vlade, what should I do with this team?
So I actually like what they're doing with their squad. Mm. There's one sound I make when I watch De'Aaron Fox play.
I know what that sound is, I guess.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be Nero.
And by the way, when he gets to the hole, he'll dunk it on you.
Mm.
Small guy.
Mm.
Really courageous. He and Marvin Bagley have dealt with injuries.
Yep.
So you get those guys healthy. You already re-signed Buddy Hield. Here's what you shouldn't do, Vlade. Don't trade Bogdanovich to the Lakers.
Oh, I love Bogdanovich. You know that's my guy. I've been on him forever.
That would be
popular. He's starting to get popular. Bogdanovich has been my guy for a long time. Like everyone else, he was the third most popular Bogdanovich in the league. He's climbing the rankings right now.
That would be my advice.
All right. The Cowboys have news about the offensive coordinator position. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to talk so much about the Cowboys between now and when the basketball season starts. Keep it moving.
We'll keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Patriots might not be the only team in New England cheating. Keep it moving or
hit the brakes.
Well, there are some allegations that the Red Sox used video replay to steal signs during that 2018 championship season. At this point in baseball, if you're not stealing signs, you're not trying. That seems like what's happening.
I thought the goal in baseball was to hide the sign so that the opponent couldn't see it. Which means sometimes the opponent will see it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that leads to people wanting to take the technology a step further. My question for you is, how do you feel about the legacy of the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox, the Patriots, these teams that have been marred by cheating scandal?
Here's how I feel. If you don't get caught in the act, that didn't happen. Like, we're not going to go back and vacate championships. You know what? The Astros are champions, and the Red Sox are champions, and Nats are champions. Like, we're not going back in time and taking trophies away from teams and taking banners down.
Can you introduce Roger Goodell to that level of thinking but not taking away championships? So let me get this right. Do you consider what the Patriots did on the Bengals, recording the Bengals sideline? Is that considered caught in the act?
They're shooting B-roll for a documentary about the advanced scout.
How about
They're shooting B-roll for a documentary about the advanced scout, Jalen Rose.
You ready for this?
They're shooting some B-roll.
NFL still ain't punishing.
Nope. Moving on, Roy Williams showing his team some tough love. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
He's just trying to figure a way, like you said, to get these guys going. Just name calling them publicly. They're a big-time collegiate program. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Kobe.
We keep it moving.
Kobe Bryant has something.
Hit the brakes!
Oh, Kobe Bryant has something in common with LeBron James. They both have very talented children
on the basketball court. Let's check in on Gigi. Watch this. Cross, cross. Then we're gonna do this. Turn day. And fade.
All that, day.
The little shoulder fade to the right and then turn back around to the left. Yo, I can't do that.
I'm gonna have to get Kobe on the text and get him to come on the show because I always have been fascinated when all-time great players have a son or a daughter, the leniency versus the coaching versus the discipline that they have to have in order to push them but not push them away from the game. So I would love to talk to him about that.
Jalen, a woman threatened to rob McDonald's over dipping sauces.
Hit the brakes.
A woman in Florida threatened to rob McDonald's because she didn't get enough dipping sauces. This leads to a lot of questions. My number one question is, how many dipping sauces should you get for a 6-piece, for a 9-piece, for a 20-piece?
So you fall back for a minute.
No. I'm very passionate about this.
Give me 5 seconds on this.
Okay, 5 seconds is fine.
Number one, this is clearly cultural. And I don't mind being corrected if I'm wrong once I see the picture of the person who did this. Number one. Number two, I got some advice for any presidential candidate.
A presidential candidate?
You
don't mix sports and politics, yeah, Jalen. Don't get fired.
You want to get the urban vote? All you got to do is have a Popeye's chicken sandwich as your running mate.
Jalen,
yo,
do you remember when the NBA came out with all these different changes they were going to have to the schedule?
Yeah.
And then one of them was interesting. They were going to reseed the final four teams based on their regular season record in an attempt to give the best two teams with the regular season record a chance to match up in the finals. Well, seems like that's off the table. Some teams, especially on the coasts, were concerned about travel and loss of traditional rivalries. Jalen, what do you think about this idea? Do you support reseeding the final four teams?
Rest in peace to the late, great David Stern, who I felt like was the best commissioner that professional sports had ever seen. Adam Silver has taken that baton, and I think he's the best current commissioner in professional sports. And by the way, I don't think it's close. I love how he continues to come with innovative and progressive ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. I got a news flash for any of the 30 owners that felt like they want to keep rivalries in order. They don't exist in today's game.
Oh, come on now.
Don't you see your players exanging jerseys
on the court after the game?
Rivalries don't exist.
I disagree. I feel like there's something extra about the Clippers and Lakers games than there are about other games.
That's because they're good. What are you saying?
Well, I know, so I'm saying, like, let's use the Clippers as an example. The Clippers regular season record is not going to be that impressive. They're load managing. You know, they've got Kawhi playing only about 60 games or whatever. So if you reseed it based on regular season record, you still might not end up with the best two teams in the finals.
David Jacoby, how long did you live in L.A.?
You know I don't like follow-up questions.
Maybe
15 years.
I lived in L.A.
15, 20 years?
All right, you lived there five years. I lived there like 25 years. But let me tell you.
I know it's not a rivalry.
Let me tell you something. Say that again.
I know it's not a rivalry. It's a rivalry right now.
Okay.
Now it's a rivalry.
Okay.
It came a rivalry about 3 months ago with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George decided to go there.
All right. So let me ask you a second question. I know you hate follow-up questions.
I ask the questions in this room.
And they just so happen to play in the same city, in the same building. Mm. Name me another rivalry.
Celtics-Lakers.
That's just because they have the most championships. What about another one?
Knicks-Celtics.
That ain't a rivalry.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't. That's nostalgic, and they're both on the East Coast, and it's great for the league when they're both really good, and people get to watch them on East Coast time more because most of the country is on East Coast time, and they have great history. That ain't a rival.
Yeah, there's not really rivals in the NBA right now.
They don't exist.
The closest thing right now would be Clippers-Lakers, and it became a rivalry like yesterday.
They don't exist. And here's the other thing. The players, for everybody that don't know, guess what? Unlike the WNBA, they have plush travel arrangements.
Yeah.
Private planes, catered food, massage,
therapist, nutritionist,
stand up, lay down, gamble, Blu-ray, tunk, cards, do whatever they want. Okay, they'll be just fine.
Let me say something else.
Taking a flight.
From
coast to coast.
I can't rock with the midseason tournament. I like the playing games for the 8th seed. I like that. I can't rock with the midseason tournament, but what I really want is something we've been talking about for years and years and years. And what's that with the playoffs?
1 through 16.
So
this really just This just really just tipping that iceberg, right?
Just give us 1 through 16. Now you can't even reseed 1 through 4. Give us 1 through 16. Let's have the best 16 teams in the playoffs.
And I got a major headline news flash for owners. Half of the teams have never been to the finals and won the championship. That's one. So clearly no rivals exist. Number two, people don't care who win divisions. No. There's certain teams that hang banners and certain teams that actually have won championships that don't even hang the banners.
Jalen, Doncic and Jokic face off tonight. I'm excited about this matchup. Who do you think is going to get the better of it?
This is one of the many examples, and I know people can point to viewership of NFL football and the Super Bowl, and in a vacuum, count all of the money that they make based on that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start talking about popularity amongst the people, amongst the fans, I look at other things like the Forbes list. I look at like the commercials. I look at like the endorsements. I look at all of the people that monopolize.
When we're talking about this game,
NBA players and these two international prospects highlight why the game has become global.
American football is called American football for a reason. They don't not just play it in other countries. They don't watch it in other countries. And you could look at the numbers and say that football is a more popular sport here. But around the globe, it's not even close. Soccer is the number one sport around the globe.
In the world.
And basketball is second.
No doubt.
It's true. So, Jalen, I got one more question for you.
Okay.
How do you win the election? We always say we give the people what they want. So we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Jalen, I have a Too Hot for TV topic for you.
I got one for us, too.
You want to start?
No,
rock, paper, scissors? Rock, paper, scissors. No. Rock, paper, scissors. I'm really good at rock, paper, scissors.
Let's play.
All right. 1, 2, 3, shoot. No, it's 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh, okay. I ain't played in 30 years, man.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Got you. You did the same thing twice. Dumb.
So,
I'm going to read to you a text thread that's gone viral.
Whoa.
Gone viral. It involves lobster and relationship advice. There's a young woman dating a young man. She texts him. They're making dinner plans.
Mm-mm.
I will, but I'm somewhere right now, but I'll let you know when I'm heading that way.
Mm.
We're making dinner right now, so. And then she sends a link to the pictures of what they're making. They're making sopas. Have you ever had sopas? Like tostadas? Delicious.
I'm pretty sure I have.
That's what they look like. They're great. They're great.
Oh, they're awesome, yeah.
They're great. She writes, we're making this. Do you want this? I know you're craving Red Lobster, but I also don't have much money after paying my bills, and it would be easier on me. He texts back.
Uh-oh.
Don't ask me what I want to eat and then pick something else ever again.
Oh, wow.
She writes back, I don't like the way you talk to me at all. I'm offering to get you food and going out of my way to do so. I also get what you want. I'm sorry. I can't this time. And then she says, I'm not your bleep. And if that's how you want to try and treat me, I'll be quick to be out.
I can tell you're interested in this because you never read long messages.
And then he writes back, nah, I'm cool. You heard what I said. Don't try to play a position you don't fit for then. I told you what I wanted to eat. If you have a problem, Whoa. Then be out then.
Whoa.
You're clearly not on my level and can't afford to support a man of my caliber. What has happened to the world these days?
So, like, is that a reality show?
You can't know. There was a text message back and forth between a woman and someone she's dating. Who she was like, what do you want? He's like, Red Lobster. She's like, oh, you know what?
We're gonna make some bread for that. Yeah, I had to pay my bills. This.
And then he said,
you're not paying them.
And then he called her names and said, you can't support a man of my caliber. What has happened in the world today?
What is today?
January 7th.
What day of the week?
It is Wednesday.
Who do we support on Wednesdays?
Women.
And every day of the week?
It's the 8th as well.
Correct. So.
It's Women Crush Wednesday.
Correct.
Women's
Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, I got a secret about men.
What's that?
It's really controversial.
What's that? We're trash? Men are trash.
Guys, put on your earmuffs. Put on your earmuffs. Because I fall in this category too. So I am not excluding myself and act like whatever I'm about to say about men don't apply to me.
Okay.
But I made the argument off wax that men are the third most responsible creatures on the earth. Women number one, animals number two.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. That's probably true. Like, my wife has a lot of single friends, and they tell me about dating dudes. I'm like, dudes are just trash. I think that's why my wife settled for me. She's like, he's all right. You know what I mean? She's clearly too good for me, but she's like, he's all right.
I'm not excluding myself, but here's the thing. You ask any man, what type of woman do you want? Oh, I want a Coke bottle figure. I want her making six figures. Want her to be able to cook. Want her to be smart. Want her to be educated. Want her to be in shape. That'd be the same dude that's doing none of that.
Of course. None of it.
not like one or two of them.
Yeah.
None of them.
None of them. Not checking any box.
I want somebody that's going to be at home at night.
Men are the worst. And this dude in particular, you can't support a man of my caliber. What caliber is that?
So, gentlemen.
You get mad she won't take you to Red Lobster? She doesn't have the money for lobster.
But here's the thing. You ain't paying my bills. I told you.
She just paid her bills.
The first of the month did just pass by.
It's tough. It's hard out here.
And so I appreciate that her response wasn't something about him paying her bills.
No. Clearly she just paid her own bills. That's why but you know what? I want Red Lobster. Okay, that's fine. But the sopes look good. You know what I mean? And she went to the grocery store and bought the ingredients already. She's going to cook for you. What more do you want? You want Red Lobster, my guy? Get a job. Get yourself some money. Buy yourself some Red Lobster.
And how much do I love lobster?
You love lobster.
Okay, I'm about to say something that's real blast.
I'm going to confess something about Red Lobster.
Too. Ready for this?
I'm going to write it down.
You ready for this? Red Lobster, not the best.
Oh, come on, Jay. You're rich, man. You're too rich. Stop it. Just take that back. I'm going to have him edit that out or something.
It's live.
You gotta relate to the people.
I do relate to
them. No, you don't. People can't relate to that. People cannot relate to that, Jalen Rose. Not everybody can go to the steakhouse and get lobster fresh off a fishing boat in Maine that's 4 pounds.
You know what I'm here to do?
What?
I'm here to educate.
Disrespect your audience?
No, I'm here to educate and motivate.
Okay.
Do you realize how many times I went to school with patches in my pants and holes in my pants and holes? You see my feet. I got corns on every feet, on every toe. That's because I was wearing shoes too small. I remember winters without a coat. And you know what I would do when I see the guys that was fresh? I didn't say I wanted to rob them. Probably couldn't anyway. I didn't say I was jealous of them. You know what I said? I need that. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to sacrifice. And I'm going to eat at Nobu one day.
God, I like Red Lobster, though.
I'm going to have a pool filled with Old English 40 ounces.
Cheddar biscuits, though? Come on.
Motivation.
Red Lobster's good. Take that back. Red Lobster's good.
It's okay.
I have a confession about Red Lobster. When I lived in Los Angeles, right, we had a burning wood fireplace. So grandma loves lobster, right? So Joey's grandma, shout out to Clara. We would take her and the fam to Red Lobster, the kids, everybody get in the minivan, go out to the Red Lobster. It's a long drive too. I think it's in Crenshaw. We get there. Grandma looks around. This is one thing about grandma. She's old. She's from Jamaica.
Jamaica's good.
She likes.
Jamaica's very good.
She likes establishments where she sees black people sitting as customers and as employees. It always makes me feel comfortable. She's old. She's 97. So she looks in. She's like, I like this place. Like, okay, cool, cool, cool. Before we left, if you go to Red Lobster, you'll notice they got some burning firewood outside in a little circle. And I pulled up because grandma can't walk to the parking lot.
No, you did.
So I pulled up.
No.
Opened up the side of the minivan. And I put grandma in the minivan.
No.
I went back for some wood.
No.
Put the wood in the minivan. Put more wood in the minivan. Dude, I went back twice for the wood. I'm talking probably like 9 logs. I'm stacking up the wood. That's a minivan got space. I'm stacking up the wood in the minivan. So to the managers of the Crenshaw Red Lobster, I owe y'all some wood.
So you look handsome today. That's a fresh sweater. You got a fresh cut.
Oh, whenever Jalen gives you a compliment, he's about to say something rude.
I want to make sure that I acknowledge that this is an instant cultural or regional thing.
What are you talking about?
Two. Number one, driving a minivan. You was owning it.
That's
the
functional.
Cap off.
That's functional.
You needed that in L.A. Uh-huh. That's one. Number two, you used the words, put the logs in the minivan.
I put the logs in the minivan.
That's called
stealing
what?
The logs.
Don't put the logs outside. You put them in. Put them outside.
You didn't put them. You stole them.
I did not. There's logs. No, no. The logs weren't for sale. They were just out for the people. How do you know that those logs aren't outside? Why are the logs outside Red Lobster? Answer that question.
Decoration.
Decoration.
Same way furniture was out there. You didn't put that in the car.
But the car wasn't big enough. The car wasn't big enough. I would have taken the whole damn aquarium with those lobsters in it too if I could. Yo, so we came home, lit that fire, sat around, drank a little red wine with the warm fire in that cold Los Angeles winter.
Red Lobster, Denny's, Bob Evans. Oh, what was the one right there on Finkel, right across the street from Northwest? Movie theater. Oh, man. Movies that you, I mean, restaurants that you could go in. Well, I would go in. Not blaming anyone else. I'll sit there. I'll eat good, Jacoby. I'll eat good. Go to the bathroom. All of a sudden, I'm ended up leaving the restaurant.
I don't understand.
Go to a nice restaurant. Eat really good. Go to the laboratory and walk out without paying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Light work, of course.
Flaming Embers.
Let me tell you.
Did that to that spot.
Let me tell you something.
Probably my fault that it's closed.
Let me tell you something. My wife is not very athletic, and she passed that down to my son.
What?
So, yeah. So, he don't like sports. He don't like anything. Nothing. Chess player. Got chess today.
Disciplined and smart.
So, my wife here, celebrate her on Women's Wednesday. It was one of our first dates. Probably date number two. We're at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica because we were working on the ESPYs. So it was like love 2 days after the ESPYs. I don't know anything about Los Angeles. She's like, let's go to 3rd Street Promenade. We're walking around. We go to California Pizza Kitchen, get the barbecue salad to split, extra chicken, no tomato, get the pepperoni pizza, well done, personal. Split that all up because we're on a date. We're working together. This is 2002. I don't have a credit card. I also don't have enough money to pay the bill.
That was still at a time where people didn't stress your credit score.
No. You didn't have one.
Now it's in your face.
I literally didn't have a credit card until I was like 30.
You need this.
Yeah, I applied for an apartment and they're like, Joey, that's my wife. Your credit's good. It looks great. They're like, David, we want to talk to you about yours.
He doesn't have any.
They're like, you don't exist.
Right.
They're like, you literally like don't exist in terms of credit. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry if I've always had a job and I've always paid my bills with my paycheck. Sorry I didn't borrow money my entire life that I didn't have.
Sorry for having a job. That's the carrot.
Sorry for having a job and just paying my bills with my cash. Sorry for doing that. But I'd always pay my bills after they like turned it off or whatever, but I still paid them. So anyway, I don't have the money at CPK, 3rd Street Promenade. Remember, wife, not athletic.
And on a date.
She got no money. Because at the time, she's 20 years old. I'm 24. I don't even have close to enough. It's like $35, $40. We're not drinking. You know how the bill be low when you're not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving at $10. I put that $10 on the table, and I was like, Joey.
Great tip.
We got to go. We get out, and she was... I don't mind, you know, bending some corners, taking a little wood from Red Lobster. I'm comfortable in those kind of situations. My wife is not. She's like, we're going to jail. So we turn the corner, get outside, clear the window. She's gone. She's Florence Griffin Joyner with it. Like, again, she's not athletic, but yo, she's fast. She's sprinting as fast as she can. She got the kick. She got the Carl Lewis going. Like, she is out. I couldn't catch up with her. And then.
Because she was like, if somebody go get caught, it's going to be him.
And then we're going along. And again, this is a long time ago, so there was medicinal involved.
2002, that's almost 20 years.
A long time ago. And we're driving in the car. And we're laughing about it, but we're still a little nervous. And then we get to an intersection. And there's a policeman at the intersection. And he's directing traffic, but you can't tell us he's just directing traffic.
Right, yeah.
And he stops our car with his hand. And Joey's like, that's it. He's like, that's it. We're going to jail. We're going to jail.
Jump out and run.
And then he's just like this, and he waves us through, and we drive away.
That is hilarious.
She's fast, man. She's fast. All right, one more thing about this Red Lobster thing.
That's your Bonnie and Clyde moment.
With all due respect on Women's Wednesday, the woman who is the source of this story, I'm just going to show you what her pinned tweet looks like, and you're going to keep it respectful. First of all, whenever you show Jalen your phone, it takes him 5 minutes just to be able to see it because he needs glasses, but he won't get glasses. Like, see, that's it took him that long to look at my phone. So if you know this Red Lobster story, make sure you check out the pinned tweet of the source because she's putting out some energy, which...
Well, first off, he should have hurried up and got to the crib if she wasn't cooking or not.
I mean, my thing is, I'll never get mad at somebody for not doing me a favor. That's an important lesson. Don't get mad at somebody for not doing you a favor. Oh, because I'm not buying you Red Lobster, you're upset with me? How about this? Handle yourself. Take care of your own business.
But you know, I'm glad you went there. That's the perseverance to come with team sports. I remember watching the games last night thinking, I want to do a list of all of the seasoned vets that are out there balling on a consistent basis that ain't on contending teams. I was thinking that when I was watching Melo. Watching Chris Paul because...
Dame's in that category now, too.
Correct. Because what ends up happening... This is why I implore all young people to play sports. Because sometimes we just dumb down the journey. Mm-hmm. And not realize that there are character building exercises that are happening the entire time. And one of those things that playing for six teams and playing in college and playing in high school and playing in middle school and playing in the park and backyard and the YMCA taught me is a character building exercise of how to deal with success, how to deal with failure, how to deal with teammates that like you, how to deal with teammates you think you don't like, how to deal with coaches that you feel like aren't the best. How do you feel when you're in a situation where you're not going to win a championship? Do you pout and complain about your teammates, or do you find good in each person and bring your best effort? And I always applaud guys that are doing that, but it never gets acknowledged. That's why I say everybody wants to be a Hall of Famer. Everybody wants to be a champion, an all-time
everybody
great.
Everybody wants to play in the finals. Everybody, that's what everybody wants.
But what you really want to do
is be a vet.
That's what you want to be. There are 80 players in uniforms this year. There won't be next year. That's like a 25% job turnover every year in the NBA. It's no joke. Just think about all of the players that was in the league last year. You're like, what? Oh, you're like, dang, Lance out the league? How long he been out the league? Like 2 years? It happens.
No,
it happens.
He was on the Lakers last year.
Right. It happens that fast. Jamal Crawford. He averaged 35 in April. He should be on the Lakers right now.
He's going to be on a team. He's going to be on a team.
He should be on the Lakers right
now.
Do you
have Rob Pelinka? Just text him.
I do.
Just text him.
Maybe I should put Rob and Jamal together on the three-way text.
Yes. Just think of the ball rolling.
Be like, ooh, that was an accident.
Yo, I'll buy you lunch if you do it right now.
Be like,
I'll buy you
lunch if you do it right
now.
Like, my bad.
Oh, I meant to do that to a different Rob. My fault.
I thought this was Rob Bass.
All right.
I got another topic. Unless it's time to start the show.
I'm going to start the show.
Okay. Can I get into it real quick? We're not going to talk about
it. Of course.
I want to talk about the diversity in the NFL real quick. The lack thereof in powerful positions.
Okay.
As we see a couple of hires happened in the NFL the last couple of days, and I'm not going to make the Giants hire the poster boy for this because he may do a great job. He may go on to be John Harbaugh and do a great job. It highlights it when it happens. So I was like, okay, let me name the minority coaches currently in the league. Anthony Lynn got bad quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Gordon held out earlier in the year. Safeties were out most of the year. All pros were out most of the year. I feel like they have a lot of promise. Doing a good job. And all of their games are road games. Brian Flores, we thought they were tanking for Tua. All of a sudden, they beating the Patriots, knocking them in a wild card weekend. Ron Rivera's been coach of the year twice. Took a team to the Super Bowl. And coached an MVP in Cam Newton. And Mike Tomlin had the best season of a team that didn't make the playoffs for as long as I've been watching the football. He was on like third, fourth string quarterback, no killer bees, Roethlisberger, Brown, Bell. Those guys alone. Juju didn't really play this year. He was injured. Connor really didn't play this year. He was injured. They had the brawl that led to Pouncey being suspended. You would think that level of success, when it's talking to Flores. An audience. Yeah, I said Flores first. Mm-hmm. when you're talking to an audience of 75% black players, that success will garner opportunities. I'm not even just talking about black or white or diverse. I'm just talking about that success will garner other opportunities. How about Ozzie Newsome? Isn't he probably one of the greatest GMs of all time? Who did he take when everybody was taking quarterbacks in the first round? Who he take? Mark Jackson. What he about to do this year? Win MVP. Eric Bieniemy. He's the offensive coordinator of what team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Who's their quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes.
What did he do last year?
MVP.
What?
Most valuable player.
Okay. That means I'm getting it done. Like, not should be an opportunity, consider me, what about me? That's like, yo, somebody need to be hiring him. It ain't happening. Probably going to happen in Cleveland. John Dorsey's gone. I felt like that was a tie. So now, let me give you some different examples of why I think that exists. I'm not going to go all the way back to slavery. Shout out to Harriet Tubman hanging on the wall, but it just permeates from our country that our diversity is still taking time to catch up in all aspects of life. It's not just sports. Look at Fortune 500 companies. I'll tell you this. When I wanted to get into this industry, radio, TV, film was my major in college. I was looking at the landscape of like, I see a couple of former players doing it. Ahmad Rashad was doing it. I looked up to him. A couple other guys. And people slept on him. I played football but covered basketball. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, I could do that. I was like, let me see where the diversity lacks in the high-paying positions. I was like, oh, play-by-play. National landscape. I was like, binoculars trying to find somebody that looked like me that was doing play-by-play. That still exists. So if you want to get into this industry, you look like me.
Gumbel's come to mind. Doesn't Gumbel do play-by-play?
That's two people in Tirico.
Yeah, Tirico, yep. Yeah.
Okay, there's like 150 of those jobs. Same thing with hosting. It was the exact same thing. It's like the host get paid top dollar to ask the analyst the question is getting paid a whole heck of a lot less. So I felt like I was going to flip those dynamics in my own mind, in my own class, at U of M and talking to my teachers. It's like, you're better off just trying to do what Ahmad did. I wasn't discouraged by that, but I was like, oh, okay. So for those that can't get it, so the frustration lies is, I don't mind Black History Month, but it's 1 month out of 12. I don't mind, I love BET, but it's one network out of hundreds, thousands. It's only one. And so it's frustrating when it happens in sports, because in sports, that's supposed to represent a meritocracy. I'm good at what I do, regardless of my color, male, female, black, white, or other, I can get an opportunity. That leads to the frustration that you see. Imagine if you was watching football on Sunday and 99% of the kickers were black. You'd be like, what just happened? Right? That's what happened with the quarterback position. There are people watching TV right now that used to think, oh, they're not smart enough to play that position. Position of leadership, face of the franchise. Can't put a black guy at that spot. Can't do that. Can't market those guys. Now look, I love Lamar showing up. Lamar, buy more jewelry. I might if they win a Super Bowl, I might buy him a pendant. Because it's so important for the culture. You see what I'm saying? I might buy him a pendant.
It was raining. He was not closing that jacket. It was raining hard,
I might have
too.
To buy him a big trust pendant.
It was raining so hard, he was not closing that
not
jacket.
Not closing that jacket.
No.
It's important. And so now, as an older gentleman, and I know y'all ready to start the show, it's 10:40, we're going to start the show. Now, as an older gentleman, I still pay homage to John Thompson and the Georgetown teams, Jerry Tarkanian and UNLV teams, and Derek Coleman and Syracuse, and the people that I looked up to, because they now birthed what became the Fab Five to take it to a different level. So now that I'm older, I know why when I first met Allen Iverson, he came up to me and tackled me, was like, good looking. Kevin Garnett, like, yo, good look. At first, I didn't get it. But now I'm older, I get it. So NFL, NBA, college football, college basketball, it starts with ownership. When you own teams, you tend to hire people that look like you, mm-hmm. people that you can relate to, people that you feel like you can trust.
We don't talk about front office positions enough when it comes to diversity either.
That's why we're going there.
You know, like, it's like the head coaching thing. It's like, oh, you know, there's examples that you can point to, and there's the Rooney Rule and everything else. But when it comes to front office positions, like, oh, they're not on camera, so we don't really talk about that.
It was like Obama being president. Like, that was one time. Just think about a basketball player right now. You want to be an owner of a team? Yay! You got to be on Mount Rushmore. You got to be Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. Or we'll give you like an Usher deal.
Oh, you can be sure. A minority.
Yeah, we'll give you a little tiny percentage just so you show up in some games and basically make it like, you know, you're Usher. Like, Usher don't own the Cavs.
And so, it starts with ownership, leadership, president, GM, to the coach, and then it's going to trickle down on the field. So NFL and other professional sports, let's get it together.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.